to introduce our next speaker, the mayor of West Los Angeles, John Duren.
Good afternoon. My name is John Duren. I'm the mayor of the city of West Hollywood. Greetings from the city of West Hollywood. West Hollywood is a progressive city. We were the first city in Southern California to oppose the war long before Santa Monica or Los Angeles, although we applaud you in following in our footsteps. Our city has had a recent controversy over the issue of supporting marriages for gay and lesbian couples. And because of our activity, we were called by the Bush administration a threat to Western civilization. Now, I don't know about you, but I can think of a few other more concrete examples of threats to Western civilization. For example, how about the notion of a preemptive strike? For the first time in this country's history, the thought of attack before you be attacked. God forbid should that extend to the India-Pakistani border or the Korean Peninsula or anywhere else in this world. Mr. President, that is an example of a threat to Western civilization. The Fourth Amendment of the United States Constitution says we shall be free from unreasonable search and seizure in this country. Yet because of John Ashcroft and his so-called Patriot Act, for the first time in this country's history, we are being threatened by government wiretaps and secret surveillance. And Mr. President, that is an example of a threat to Western civilization. Thomas Jefferson told us that those that demand both security and liberty shall have neither, Mr. President. That is what our Constitution stands for. The Fifth Amendment to the U.S. Constitution talks about due process of law, that anybody who's accused should stand before a court for judgment. Yet we have a new term in our vocabulary called enemy combatant, which means if you fall into the category of enemy combatant, you won't know what you're charged with, you won't have the right to counsel, and you will not be brought before a judge or a court. Mr. President, that is an example of a threat to Western civilization. And finally, the Eighth Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, which prohibits cruel and unusual punishment. Mr. President, the prison of Abu Ghraib has brought us such national shame. National shame. And that is a threat to Western civilization, sir. In the meantime, while all this is going on, the current leadership in the United States Congress dithers and debates whether to change the name of French fries to Freedom Fries and French toast to Freedom Toast, while the United States Bill of Rights is being shredded. You've got to be kidding me. We are an honorable and a noble country. We have long held our heads high, especially now on the anniversary of D-Day, when the beaches of Normandy were freed. We were a proud people, but now we stand here. We have abandoned our allies in France and in Germany and all the rest of NATO. We have patronized the United Nations, calling them irrelevant, and we have declared ourselves to be above the rule of international law. In essence, we are no different than the despots and the scoundrels throughout all world history who have chosen to do the same. We have become the cultural Philistine, barbarian. Now, it's true, Mr. President, we are the most powerful nation on earth. That is true. And because of that, we should show the most restraint and the most discretion and the most deference instead of being warmongers. Today, setting a world history record, there are 15 million people around the world protesting George Bush and his administration. You would think that the president might notice that. But in case you haven't heard, George has been a little busy. He's been talking to God directly. Now, I know that the president was just a C student in college, probably because he didn't pay very good attention in school. So I'm guessing that he's probably not paying very good attention to God during these discussions. Blessed are the peacemakers, Mr. President. They shall see the kingdom of heaven. Love your enemy as you love yourself, and do unto others as you would have done unto you. Mr. President, wake up, open your eyes, open your ears and your heart, and listen to the voice of God you claim to be listening to. God save us from ourselves, God bless us, and God bless America. Thank you.
All right, give it up for West Hollywood. West Hollywood in the house.